Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and new father of two, Robbie Falk, joining you here on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us.
I feel stronger.
Do you? That won't last.
I feel stronger.
That's just the adrenaline. It'll wear off eventually.
It's the last glimmer of life.
Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. I want to give you guys a quick thing here before we get into the ads. If you're listening on Spotify, please give us a rating.
Oh.
If you're listening on Apple, please give us a review. And remember, those ratings and reviews, 5 stars, but you can say whatever the hell you want.
That's a new thing?
I listen to Chris Van Vliet, and he's always telling people to do this.
Okay.
So, that guy is the number one wrestling podcast in the world. So he must be on to something. So I'm going to ask you guys to do
something right if he's getting WWE people on his show.
On the regular.
Because they don't give away those interviews.
They do not. Also, if you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe to the Super Talk YouTube channel, and you'll get all sorts of great content there as well. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Shake Rag.
That would be incredibly weird.
Got to know where. Oh, it's near. It's in Chickasaw.
Okay.
So let me. I got to know more.
Houston.
Hold on.
Maybe Holka.
Here's the coordinates. Well, that doesn't really help me. I don't know. Yeah. I guess so. It looks like it's in the northeast corner of Chickasaw County. So there we go.
Headed towards maybe. I don't know. I don't know my geography there. Yeah, Pontotoc.
Whatever. Wherever you are in our great state.
Know what it's probably close to.
What's that?
Seafood Junction.
It probably is close to Seafood Junction, yeah.
Yep.
We haven't eaten lunch yet, and I'm already hungry, so, yeah.
Man, if we had a lunch buffet from Seafood Junction.
It'd be a problem. I wouldn't have lost this weight. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. And if you're in the great and sovereign state of Alabama, you now have another Strange Brew option to you, and it's the biggest and best one of the bunch. 4 coffee drive-thrus. So you're talking about getting in, out, done, no wait at the drive-thru at the Strange Brew in Northport. 4. 4.
Wow.
That's how I like my horsemen and how I like my coffee drive-thrus.
Is that also the 4th Strange Brew location?
It is. If you count Brupolo as a Strange Brew location.
Well, yeah.
Well, it is Brupolo, but
it's the 4th or 5th.
It's his 4th store. Right. Yeah.
4.
4.
4th store, 4. Possibly. 4. Maybe 5th. I don't know.
4.
Sorry, Shane. We're going to, for the interest of this conversation.
It's definitely 4. It's Starkville, 4th. Brupolo, Tuscaloosa, and.
Okay.
Yeah.
4th location.
Yeah. Northport,
fourth
Alabama.
Town. No, not 4th town.
It is 4th.
Yeah, it is the 4th town.
Yeah, because Northport is not Tuscaloosa.
And they have 4.
4 drive-thrus.
4.
4.
Wow.
There you go. The Mississippi Beef Council wants, I don't know what just happened.
No.
The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out, you want to let somebody else do the cooking, they got you taken care of. So many great steakhouses around our state. You can find a great steak at almost every small town in Mississippi. Towns like Shake Rag.
Yes.
Splunge. I don't have my list up anymore. But all the ones we mentioned, they're near a great steakhouse. So if you're cooking out or if you're let somebody else doing the cooking, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. I know that you're looking for it. You need new gear. You need the state script, the interlocking, the M/S. College Corner is the place to get it. 2 locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flowed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Month away from Mother's Day, 2 months from Father's Day, it's time to start thinking about what you're getting them. head over to College Corner. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. If you have a special occasion, let's say you become a father of two, maybe you should treat yourself to or get somebody to treat you to a nice dinner at Restaurant Tyler. You don't need to have that special occasion, though. The dinner is the special occasion. That's how good the food is at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to have the best steak in town, great pasta, great chicken, and my favorite dessert in all of Starkville, there's only one place to go. It's Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only where they're located, but how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them from Priority One Bank. You need a bank that knows you as well as they know your money. You need a level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Mr. Falk.
Yes.
How much did you sleep? Have you slept?
Well,
got some sleep in?
It's not for the reason that you would believe, because whenever I go to the hospital, I've only had two trips there for a child, but when I'm staying overnight at the hospital, my child is going back to the nursery. I know a lot of people,
yeah,
that's might be a little controversial.
Nah, I don't think so.
But I'm gonna let the child go back to the nursery. They have perfect care back there. Everything's fine. I'm going to get as much sleep as I possibly can get while I can get it before I have to take the child on as my own every single night. So that is the that's the gist of it. I'm gonna have to be in this hospital, I think, for 3 nights because my wife had a C-section, so it's a little different than you don't just get to go home.
Right. I know. I generate too.
Yeah, but there's some people that don't know that.
Right.
I'm sleeping on literally the back of a couch. It's literally the back of the couch. When you go into the room, they have this couch, and at the top of it, you can like pull this lever, and the couch turns into technically a bed. But at the end of the day, it's a twin size back of the couch, so it feels like a little softer than this table.
Yeah.
And so I'm sleeping on a slab, pretty much, of leather or whatever it is, with a quilt. And I did bring my own blanket and then pillows that are...
they're technically pillows.
Not Serta Tempur-Pedic.
No.
So it wasn't a restless night. It was a hurtful night. When I woke up this morning, I felt like I had been through my College Station days in 2008, the all-nighters that would draw the police to my apartment every now and then.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like when I woke up, except for I was completely 100% sober. So that's how I'm feeling.
Well, good.
But I am over the moon, excited. I didn't share any of this on Twitter because there's some absolute psychopaths within the Ole Miss fan base and this fan base that cannot talk to me without mentioning someone in my family that has nothing to do with it. So
you know who you are.
I can't talk about my family anymore on this stupid hellscape of an app because of you psychopaths, terrible human beings from both fan bases. If you're doing this, you're not getting any information from me anymore. You can go to my Facebook page, which some people still do. You find pictures of my house, of my wife, of my kids. You're absolute psychopaths, terrible human beings, and that's why I want nothing good to happen for you. So that didn't get shared on my social media on Twitter, but it did get shared on Facebook and Instagram. For the people that are kind individuals and that are genuinely interested in my life beyond using it against me and getting upset at me for just talking about a rivalry, you can go see that on my Facebook page.
Do you want to tell people what your daughter's named, or you want
my daughter's name is Lady Marguerite. Lady is my great grandmother's name, Lady Falk, and she was about, I'm going to say she was probably 5 feet tall, if that.
Okay,
but was an absolute spitfire. She knew how to use a shotgun. She could cook a mean steak, and everyone was afraid of her.
I would be too.
Yes. I actually have a letter that my dad gave me that she wrote to my great grandfather when they were like, when he was kind of courting her, as they call it back in the day.
Yeah.
He was kind of talking to her. They weren't really dating, and in the letter, she basically told him like she doesn't need a man. She can do everything herself. But she did enjoy talking to him, so she would continue to write letters to him. So, she is named after my great grandmother, and then her great great grandmother. No, her great grandmother. So that's Becky's grandmother. Marguerite is the middle name. So Lady Marguerite.
Very good.
It's a true Southern Belle name, I
Very,
feel.
very Southern Belle. So, and she will
Yep.
be one, knowing you'll spoil her rotten, same way you have with Maddie.
I'm
So,
going to imagine if she's anything like her sister, at this point, she's going to be all girl, and I,
you're just screwed, man.
yeah.
It is what it is.
It's a
Well,
lot of ballet practices and dance,
yeah,
and
a lot of prep
now
fest stuff.
Natty is fairly athletic. She can run. I've taught her how to throw a baseball, how to hit a baseball.
This one will
She
be the
loves
opposite.
baseball.
This one will be the one who doesn't like sports.
Well, she doesn't really like sports either, Natty, but she wants to do it just for
I
fun,
got
and she's actually good at it.
you.
We'll see if she sticks with it.
All right.
But everybody, my wife's doing great.
Great.
Hurting a little
How's
bit,
Big
but
Daddy?
he was excellent.
Okay.
When he saw the name, we did not
You didn't tell
tell
anybody, yeah.
anyone the name.
Yeah.
Even you, I did not
I
tell.
didn't know, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, you keep secrets very well. Very few people, I mean, maybe like three or four people knew what this name was. And we had a boy name and we had a girl name.
Right.
And I had no idea
I
what the
was really
child was going to
honored you
be.
were going to name him Brian if it was a boy.
Yeah. I had no idea what this child was going to be. They pull the child out, and which, by the way, the surgery thing is a very, if you're like a little skirmish,
Put your hands down.
I can't help it.
You're in front of the camera.
I can't help it. I talk with my hands like Nick Saban. It's a very, it would be a very traumatizing thing for someone who doesn't have a strong stomach.
You
But
didn't go around the curtain, did you?
I did see around the curtain, yes.
Oh, that's the whole point of the curtain.
I can handle it.
Ah,
The
didn't never
doctor
went
was
around.
like, "Hey, show your wife, tell your wife what this is." And so she shows me the baby. I'm like, "Oh, it's a girl."
Yeah.
And I was slightly disappointed, but not really. I'm still very excited it's a girl.
Yeah.
But I
Every
did.
guy has that
Well,
initial moment of I wanted a son,
it's
but.
just the fact that, I mean, you know this, like, I know that this is it for us.
Yeah.
We're not going to have another child.
Yeah.
We're both about to be 36,
Yeah.
and we've been through two miscarriages and have been through a long journey here to have this child. And Becky just said, I mean, she's hinted at it, but yesterday she pretty much said, like, this is it.
Yeah.
And so I have to respect her wishes on that. And knowing that you're not going to have a child that carries on your name
Yeah. It's tough.
is a bit of a blow. But at the same time, like, girls, like, just really, I'm still very, I can be very temperamental, as you know.
You think?
I would never go on a rant like I did 10 minutes ago.
It's five minutes ago.
But Natty has really softened my heart a lot. And this one, I can tell, is going to do the same
Do the same
thing.
thing.
Girls are just, they're
Yeah.
just different. And it's a good different,
Well, there
you
you go.
know? I
Congrats
never
to you.
saw myself having two girls, but
Nobody
here we
does.
are.
Nobody does. So, congrats to you, my friend. All right. Well, we will dive into the rumblings, which we don't have a ton of today for some odd reason.
Yeah, I don't know what happened yesterday, but
Well, it's whatever, man. We'll take it.
that's another reason why I didn't share anything on Twitter,
Yeah.
because I figured I would
It
share
would, it
something
would,
and it
it
would
would,
just be all
yeah, we
like
would never get through
congrats
it. So,
and
well, as you know, the rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. You know, two small children can destroy a house. I don't know if they cover baby damage, but if you have water, fire, mold, or storm damage, you can call them 24/7. Their expert team will provide fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition, but they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285 and let them bring your property back to life. All right, let's just jump right in here. Our first question of the day will come to us from Davis Medford, who asks, if you had to compare Rory winning the Masters to something in college sports, what would it be? So, I watching his reaction on Sunday when he won, the first thing I thought of was I thought I was trying to think, is sports ever done that to me? And one time when State beat Auburn to go to, and I knew they were going to be number one, I had like a little moment in the press box. Now, it wasn't as public. I waited until everybody was kind of gone, but I
I
had
was in the
that
press
moment.
box too. I stayed in the press box because I was writing for AP or something, so I
Yeah.
couldn't go to the press conference. It was like me, you, and
David Brandt was up there.
David Brandt. Okay,
Yeah.
and I know David didn't care, but
Yeah. And I had my little moment because the first thing I thought of was my dad. And I was like, man, he would have loved to have seen this. And, I got emotional and went in the restroom, splashed a little water on the face, came back and finished up work. So that for me is one. And in terms of like players, I think Elway finally winning a Super Bowl was up there for him. He had failed so many times before.
It would be something like Elway, like, because Rory got the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
So
Elway, yeah.
it's kind of like,
There is
you
no
went
Grand
the,
Slam for football. There's just the Super Bowl.
but it's like you win the MVP,
Yeah.
you go to the playoffs, you go to the
Super Bowl.
conference championship, you
Yeah.
go to the Super Bowl,
Yeah.
and then you win
And
it.
he had lost, what, three to that point, I think is right. So.
And like for college sports, it would probably be, you win your conference regular season championship. You make it to the playoff.
Yeah. It's such a small window, though. You only really have 4 years,
It would be like a 4 year
And
that
like if
it there's not much like it because golf is an individual
yeah,
sport.
you're out there by yourself. You have no team. Yeah, that's a good point.
Which I've never, there are people, a lot of people, a lot of golf fans, like they have their guys.
Yeah.
And I've never really been
Right.
a individual sport guy. Like I watch it for entertainment. I don't have my allegiances.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a particular golfer that
I'm a
I'm always.
team sport guy.
Yeah.
So like golf, tennis, whether racing, I guess,
Yeah.
track.
Yeah.
Like I'm just the I have great respect for those sports, but I just don't have an allegiance in those sports.
Yeah.
Except unless it's the Olympics, obviously.
All right. Willie Dizzle wants to know what the square root of 4,761 is.
Did you
And,
look it up?
well, I'm trying to, do I have square root? Yeah, here it is. Oh, nice.
69.
It is. Yeah. You got me. You got me, Willie. I didn't know. I just couldn't do it live on the air. I thought it was one of, that's a random number. Now I know why. Nice. Very good. Josh wants to know, do the Nico and Heupel situations change the way that NIL is going to be used by going forward by coaches telling players to kick rocks? I don't know if this is going to be like the watershed moment. If this is the moment where everything changes. We could look back at a couple of years and go, that was the moment.
I think it hurts the players.
We talked about this yesterday on Sports Talk. Like, there are only a couple of players, a few players in the country that could have survived this and gotten what they wanted. Jeremiah Smith is one. If Jeremiah Smith went to Ohio State and was like, I want double what I'm making, and Ohio State decided to play the leverage game and make it public, Ohio State fans would say, no, pay him. Pay him whatever you have to pay him. You can't let him go. Arch Manning could do it, but he wouldn't. Arch Manning wouldn't do it. I don't think Jeremiah Smith would do it either. There's only like two or three players that could do it. And if Nico last year had been 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 10 picks, had rushed for like 500 yards, been really good, maybe he could have gotten away with it. But I think they were willing to say, you know what? I don't care. And I think Heupel realized if I do this, I'm going to get some credit with my fan base that if we struggle this year, they won't care.
Well, and also, I mean, let's be honest, Nico wasn't setting the world on fire.
No.
Like, he had done nothing. To me, he had done nothing to deserve the deal he already had. But that's kind of the market now for an SEC quarterback is like you're going to make over $1 million to $2 million. So that's just kind of the market. But $4 million is laughable. It's like, there's been conversation that I don't believe a lot of the numbers that get thrown around. There was a, I don't even know if you would call it report, but someone today said Keyshawn Murphy's been offered 2.7 million, or maybe that's the number that he's asking or whatever. That is laughable. Josh Hubbard for 2.7 million to me would be a stretch. That's a lot of money for a single college basketball player. And for one that's averaging 11 and 7 or whatever he was, love Murph. I think he's a really good player. I think he's a very valuable player. I would consider, getting up close to seven figures. But 2.7 is laughable. And if that's what he's asking, then Mississippi State needs to go find somebody else, because that's not worth to me spending money on when you have other roster spots you have to fill. So this Nico thing, like, we're getting to the point where it's just we're asking for monopoly money where these players are. It's gotten so beyond what the original intent was for it. Whenever Bannon was it? Who was the guy that sued the NCAA originally?
O'Bannon.
O'Bannon. When he originally started this,
He didn't. It was one of you
it was a
thinking.
situation where, like, all right, we're making money for the university and we're not seeing any of it.
Well,
Those players should get it. Jersey sales.
that case was came about because of video games.
Yes.
He wanted they were using his name, image, and likeness in the college basketball video game. He wanted to be able to get paid for that. And the NCAA just took a hard stance, absolutely not. All they had to do at that moment was be like, yeah, that makes a lot of
We'll
sense. We're making
structure a
this
deal.
game. We will, that they can give you a percentage or whatever, and go from there. But they were so unwilling to do that that now we're at a point where, guy who averages 11 and 7 is going to get $2.7 million.
And I don't even know if he'll get it, but I
Yeah,
mean, like,
he's asking for it, so.
Nico Imamanumanuba, this is a situation where I think, I mean, I hate it, but he really needs to fall to like a group of five or worse and not get the money he was asking for. And word to get around, hey, we do not need to play hardball like this. These schools will drop us like a bad habit. And they will, in turn, talk to other schools, and nobody will take us. Nobody wants Nico right now because of the price tag and because he left his team like that. That coaches talk. They're a big
I can't
fraternity.
wait to see where he ends up.
Tulane was mentioned yesterday.
Which
Like,
I don't.
oh my gosh.
If you go to Tulane, what you're saying is I settled for like
There's
$800,000.
no way they're paying him $4
They're not
million.
paying him seven
I don't think
figures.
anybody's going to pay him that.
Nah.
I don't think there's anybody.
He lost. He made a huge mistake. So.
Huge mistake. And it's hard to feel sorry for him. He's still made $2 million, probably $4 million
Yeah,
after 2 years.
he's fine. Josh's other question is, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done that you never told anyone? What?
He's trying to get you telling yourself.
I'm not, I have, I'm not, I don't even know what it is off the top of my head, but I'm certainly not going to talk about it. So neither is
And
Robbie.
the reason, like, it's
I'll tell you the
you
most
can't,
embarrassing thing Robbie's done, though.
you don't know.
I don't know it.
The reason that you don't remember it is because you knew nobody was going to know it, so it wasn't
Yeah,
that
I've
embarrassing.
pushed it out. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like, is there something that really stands out? There isn't, though. Jackson Waddell, this is actually a really good question that I had never considered. Does it bother you that State doesn't have a single uniform in the Big Three sports that says Bulldogs? I can get behind branding as State, but it does seem silly to not have any branding with the mascot. Like Florida's
Well,
helmets say Gators.
it is. I think that they should have a Bulldogs basketball jersey,
Yeah.
and maybe in cursive, like
Yeah.
script, Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And then they do have a gray Bulldogs baseball jersey that they
It
used to
says
wear.
Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Does I thought there was one that just says Bulldogs. It's
I
gray.
think it, I think it's I know what you're talking about. It's gray, it's got maroon script, but it says Mississippi State Bulldogs. I'm almost positive.
Okay, maybe it does.
I don't mind. I like the
I
idea
think
of the,
baseball should have one, and I think basketball should have one.
yeah.
Football,
Would you
I
like
don't.
Bulldogs across the chest?
In football,
Yeah. Instead of Miss State or something, Bulldogs.
maybe like a block.
Yeah.
I would
Get
consider
behind
it.
that. Yeah.
I would consider it.
Yeah. The ghost of Larry Tipperton, our friend Steve, asks, what are your top three vintage comedy movies that you forget how funny they are until you watch them again? Mine in no order are Blazing Saddles, Smokey and the Bandit, and Stroke Race. That's a three great choices.
So how vintage are we going? Let
Well,
we got yeah, draw
I'll
the
tell you,
line.
Blazing Saddles is on there for me. Absolutely
Blazing
hilarious.
Saddles has to be on there. It's one
Yeah.
of the funniest movies of all time.
The Naked Gun.
Yes.
The first Naked Gun is one of the funniest movies.
Spaceballs,
Spaceballs
which
is a
is
good choice. I was going to go. I love Smokey and the Bandit. I don't really consider Smokey and the Bandit a comedy movie. It is funny, but like it's not.
Cannonball Run is more comedy than
Yeah.
and it's not as funny as Smokey and the Bandit to
Trying
me.
to think is something that stands out for me here. Oh, well, it's not really vintage, but The Great Outdoors.
Yes,
Nobody talks about that movie.
classic.
Hilarious. Absolutely
I
hilarious.
mean, any of those early Sandler movies are
Oh, if we can
in the
get Billy
running.
Madison
Billy
or
Madison,
Happy
Happy
Gilmore in
Gilmore,
there, that's not vintage.
Waterboy.
Come on.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. You
Yeah.
draw the line.
Yeah, I don't
Where's
know.
the line?
I mean, you say vintage. I mean, that movie's 30 years old.
Yes. It's almost as like 20, well, it's probably 25.
Well, hold on. Now you got
I've
me
talked
curious.
about this
Billy
before.
Madison.
It came out in like 96, 95,
It's 30
96.
years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
95.
The most one of the most classic, funniest
I got
movies
another
I've
one.
ever seen.
Yeah.
I've talked about it on here before. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Really funny.
That's the clip I put up after
What can I count? Like
the Ole
Holy
Miss one.
Grail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Monty Python?
Yeah. I'll
The
give you another
Meaning of
one.
Life is funny.
Spies Like Us.
Yes.
Really funny
Dan
movie.
Aykroyd in
And Chevy
Chevy
Chase.
Chase.
Really funny movie. All right. Also, Steve says, congratulations on your new daughter. Always a good thing when we add a new bulldog. Hail State.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Chris Roscoe accusing me of burning down a Tesla dealership. I didn't do it. It's not me.
What?
It's the guy looks like me.
Oh.
So he didn't tag you in it. It's just me.
I was about to say, do I have this guy muted?
No, he just didn't tag you.
Okay.
Mangum Cafe. Is there a better produced sporting event than the Masters? I was thinking about that.
So good.
Like, the golf is obviously great, but you like the camera work, the commentary. You got Nance, who's the best. His decision to like let that moment breathe and basically not speak for 5 minutes. That takes some balls. There's no other word for it, right? To like as an announcer to say, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to let this happen. You got to know what you're doing there. Everything about the Masters is just is perfect.
The CBS golf announcers
They're the
have been
best.
incredible
Yeah.
forever. Vern Lundquist,
Oh, yeah.
Jim
Yeah,
Nance,
yeah.
and I don't think people understand how difficult it is, at least for me, to follow a golf ball in the air
Yeah.
with a camera.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same way for me, like with a baseball. Like it's hard to
Yeah.
follow,
As much
like.
as we talk about like HDTV and how much football and basketball have benefited, has any sport benefited more than golf? Like
Not
you can
much,
see the
and
ball and you see how beautiful those courses are. It's
the
like, it's
greens,
incredible.
and then now they have the 4K cameras where they walk with
It's
like
just,
when they were following Rory
it's
while he was
incredible.
walking down the green with the 4K, that is immaculate. It is a golf to me, especially in Masters weekend, and I haven't got a chance to like just sit and watch the Masters in a while because it seems like State's always playing baseball. It is perfect Sunday afternoon nap
Oh,
television.
yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, because like the crowd's
If
not
I
hyped
didn't have the
up.
baseball game on, if State could ever play like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series, Masters weekend, and then I could get the whole Sunday, it'd be incredible.
Yep.
So, how awesome was that winning walk from the 18th green to the Butler? It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's great sports.
I really did not expect Rory to win that. He had missed two putts.
Yeah, it felt like
From
it got
probably
away from
8 foot in,
him.
and I was like, I've seen this in sports so many times where people just squander opportunity after opportunity, and they do not ultimately win. I was at choir practice, and I was telling people, I was like, I don't think Rory's gonna win this. He had two putts. If he just made one of them, he wins, and he didn't.
Yeah, I thought it was done.
Yeah, he had one of them was like just stuck on the top of the cup, and like, go to your home, ball. Get in the hole.
What if all sporting events had the no phone policy? I mean, it's difficult. Like you
It
say, all
really
sporting events,
is.
like there are some times where you should be locked into the game, but like a random midweek game against Southern University, and you're gonna tell people you can't use your phone. Like, what are we doing?
Well, and also, it's like people are like, well, just sit there and enjoy the moment. Well, like, part of enjoying the moment is capturing it and being able to go back and watch it. So I get both sides of it. I like to have that history. Like I go back every now and then and I watch Mississippi State dog pile. I held the camera up while I'm typing with my left hand and I watched Mississippi State dog pile because I knew I wasn't gonna be able to collect it myself. Like I wasn't going to sit there and like watch it happen. I had to post two stories and tweet and all that stuff. So I wanted to
Well,
capture
it's
it.
different though if you're in the media. I'm talking about
Yeah,
like if you're a fan.
but that's what I'm talking about too. Like if I'm a fan, I'm at the Steelers game in 2021, me and my dad, and I'm videoing like Renegade, and I'm videoing, the game-winning interception that happened in the other end zone, and the crowd, like I
Those are
was
your
able to
memory.
take it in, but at the same time, I'll go back all the time and I'll watch that.
I
And
get
at
it.
some point, my dad's going to be gone, and I'm going to be able to go back and say, I got to enjoy this with my dad. We always talked about going to the Pittsburgh Steelers game. I would be upset if I didn't have any pictures or video from that.
No,
So
I get it.
I
I
see
absolutely
both
get it.
sides of it,
I get it.
but at the same time, it's a cool thing when you see a picture and everybody in
Everybody's
the
locking
crowd
in, yeah.
is not holding up a phone.
Right. Also, we got another congrats, Robbie, from our friend the Mangum Cafe.
Thank you, the hungry
Mangum.
Mangum.
Mangum. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's, we've done a lot of questions today. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother, two of our favorite places to go in Starkville. This weekend's going to be a huge weekend in Starkville with spring football, with baseball. Go get a great meal at Two Brothers and at the Older Brother. I mean, you're talking about on Saturday. We got a little gap there between the end of the spring game and the start of baseball. Head to the Cotton District, pull up a table, get a meal, then you can walk back to the DeNoble Field. It'll be great. You'll enjoy it. You should do it. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Feeling 50, brother, after having my second child.
Well, I trust me. I know exactly how you feel.
You're feeling 50.
I feel 50 every day.
50?
50. If you
Brother.
need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copy or a new printer, new computers, and then if something goes wrong with one with those things, then hey, they're machines, man. Things happen. You can get, call the same people you made the sale with. You don't have to call a different number. You don't have to talk to a different person. It's all one Mississippi business working with another. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're in Starkville and you need Mississippi State gear, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If you need, let's say you need a new maroon and white onesie for your newborn daughter, I know a place you can get that. It's Maroon & Co. If you need a new pullover or polo, you need a new baseball cap, whatever it is, I know a place where you can get that in Starkville. You can get it at Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection, and best of all, they have our discount code. Save 15% on your purchase with the code THUNDER15. You can use that in-store or online at marooncandco.com. Before you go to your next Mississippi State game, you need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. All right, Hail State 5 ever. I often think about the concept of pets and how silly it is that we just decide one day, yes, this animal is going to live with me now. Are either of you pet people? English Bulldogs are the best, though I may be biased. Here's a picture of mine. Very, very cute dog. All right. Yes, Robbie has a dog, and you have an outside cat, right?
My cat ran away because of my dog.
Okay. So
Yes.
no more cat. I have four cats.
Yes.
So yes, we are both pet people. Also from Hail State 5 ever. I recently started to grill a lot more. Any wisdom to give me that either of you have learned? Also, your favorite grill tool or utensil that y'all have. My favorite grill tool is my charcoal vortex, what I use for wings. I use it whenever I want to cook high heat, but I don't want to risk burning stuff. It's great for chicken.
Yes.
My biggest piece of wisdom, it also, you need a thermometer. If you don't have a digital thermometer, go get one. Because my biggest piece of wisdom is the meat's done when it's done. All right, don't rush things. All right. Plan your
Just let
day
it cook.
accordingly. If you've got something you're like, all right, this is going to take about 5 hours to cook, start it 7 hours ahead of time so you have some wiggle room in there. And that way you also give it plenty of time to rest. Malcolm Reed said this once, and he's right. No piece of meat ever got worse because you let it rest. All right, so if you've got a pork butt and you pull it off and you can let it sit for 2 or 3 hours, it's going to stay hot. You put it in a cooler, you wrap it up, it'll stay hot.
Yeah.
But that thing is just going to get better and better sitting there. So take your time. Don't rush. Don't be the person who's like, all right, everybody shows up at 5, and I got to cook this pork butt, so I'll throw it on at noon. You're gonna have people sitting in your house 9 o'clock not eating.
Yeah, beef especially,
Yeah.
like you need to undercook it a little bit
Yeah.
and then let it rest because it continues to cook
Right.
when you take it
You're talking about
out.
steaks and stuff like that. Yeah.
So don't like think when you take it off the grill that's what it's going to look like
Right,
whenever
right,
you put
right.
it on your plate.
Yeah. You pull a steak off at 140, you're thinking, okay, that's a nice medium, buddy. That thing's gonna be gray by the time you cut into it. So yeah. Watch
Now
videos.
chicken, you need to let the
Gotta
chicken
let the
get
chicken
cooked.
cook. But the thing
Don't pull the chicken off when
with
it's
dark meat, you can cook the hell out of that. You can get it up to like 180, 190, and it's
Yeah, you
fine.
can. Yeah,
Fine. The
dark
breast
meat.
is the difficult part, but
Yeah, the breasts will that will get real dry on you
yeah,
quick.
that's it's so funny. Like dark meat, you can hammer it, right? Cook it to 180, 190, no problem. The breast, if you go to 166, it's dry. You can't
Well,
let it go 1 degree over.
that's why I'm a thigh man.
That's why I'm
I'm a
especially when
wing
I'm
and a thigh.
grilling. When I'm grilling, I'm eating thighs for
Yep.
sure. Our friend Antonio Morales got a new job. Did you see this? He's now a national college football writer for The Athletic.
Good for him.
So good to see that. All right, Brogan Fairchild, if you were forced to change careers and get a blue collar job, what blue collar job would you most want to have? Haven't I already done that? I changed careers to have this job. I was already in the restaurant business. I don't want to go back. Don't make me go back, Brogan.
Yeah. This is the job.
Yeah, so there.
This is a blue collar job,
Yeah.
I would say.
John didn't really ask us a question. I guess his question, the answer is yes or no. Did y'all see the movie 310 to Yuma, where Christian Bale told his son, "Your dad walked Ben Wade to the train station when nobody else would"? That's Lemonis' legacy here in Starkville. He's a man who took a team to Tuscaloosa to win when nobody else would. So his question is, did y'all see the movie 310 to Yuma? And the answer is no. I have never seen it.
I've watched bits and pieces,
Okay.
but it's been a while.
There you go.
I like the old West movies. I
Oh,
just.
yeah. Andy Atkinson, WrestleMania is on Easter weekend. Turns chair around. Can I talk to you about someone else who beat the three count?
That sounds like a Dabo Sweeney
It does.
response
John
there.
Cena going for his 17th world championship, but do you know who's never not been champion?
Dabo Sweeney?
No,
Oh,
no,
he has.
no. I was going for God.
Oh, okay.
I was going for
You said who's not,
who's
never
never
not.
not been champion.
That's true.
Yeah.
Coach
Hey.
Sweeney has that drip.
Now he is on TikTok.
Oh.
Reed Green.
Hickory dickory dock.
Love that. Reed Green. Which of these programs' failures is the most surprising? Miami football failing to win the ACC since they joined and also failing to win a BCS New York Six Bowl since 2003. USC baseball only making the tournament once in the past 20 years. FSU baseball making the College World Series 24 times without a championship. Nebraska football not making a BCS NY Six Bowl since the Rose Bowl versus Miami. That was 2001, I believe. Texas football only one national title in the past 54 years. Indiana basketball only making two Final Four since their last championship. I feel like the easy answer is USC baseball. They have more national titles than anybody, and they haven't made the tournament but once in the last 20 years. That's incredible.
I can see where they kind of got past though. Like they didn't invest in
Right,
baseball
right,
after
right.
that.
Yeah. Is
And
it FSU baseball then? 24 without a title is
that,
incredible.
well, it's just such a crapshoot.
Yeah, but
They're
they figure they
still
would have
really
gotten,
good.
you got to get once, you would have won.
Yeah, but it really is kind of like a lot of luck in there.
Yeah.
That the fact that they're continuously getting there
Yeah.
shows that their program's still healthy.
Yeah.
To me, like Indiana basketball kind of falling off to mediocrity or whatever they are right now. That one's up there, and Texas too is up there because
Yeah.
football is a sport where the best teams, the most talented teams, are usually in position to win
Yeah.
titles.
Yeah.
Texas has had talent, and they still have not been able to find a way to, and they got resources, they got money.
Yeah.
Basketball can be a little hit or miss.
Yeah.
Baseball is very much hit or miss, and it's who's hot at the right time, a lot of luck. So I would put Texas up there, and also Nebraska's in the conversation too because that's all they care about,
Yeah.
and they sell out every home
They were the
game.
most dominant program in the country for like a 30-year span. Like every year they were right there. They won three national titles and then it literally disappeared.
Like their last national championship contender was
0-1.
0-1.
And that team really not a national championship. They didn't even win the Big 12.
No.
97 is their last national
Nat
title.
97 with Kraut.
No,
Who's it? No,
that's
that's.
still it was not Tommy Frazier. He was gone then. I have to look. It was not Eric Crouch was the 2001 team.
Okay. You're right. You're right. I went to Nebraska Stadium in
Who was
07.
the quarterback in 97? I don't remember.
I thought it was
Scott
Crouch.
Frost.
It was Scott Frost, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Amon Green at the back.
Yep.
Oh man, what a stud he was.
Scott Frost, by the way, everybody thought he was their savior. He went back there and was absolute dud.
Yeah.
And now he's back at UCF. What a
Yeah.
weird.
Watch him win at UCF. So,
I kind of think he will.
yeah. Last question of the day from Ryan Reynolds. No, I don't know if it's the Ryan
Very
Reynolds.
short.
Yeah, that's not a lot. There's a guy at the gym that sings and mumbles the songs he listens to loudly as he's working out. Is this behavior acceptable? And what are some other public space behaviors that people seemingly lose all aspect of self-awareness? That behavior is not acceptable. All right, you have your earbuds in, you're listening to your music, that's all you're doing. You're not singing it. All right, period. I mean, the whole thing with like phones and like People who watch like TikToks and stuff in public out loud drive me insane.
Yep.
I think I
And
mentioned this.
they talk on their speaker
Yeah, you're talking
on
on
the
the speaker
phone.
phone. People who have like their phone, like they have their ringtone set to the absolute loudest thing, and it's a song. Like they're still buying custom ringtones and stuff. It drives me insane.
Yes.
So those are all good answers. What your guy is doing there, Ryan, not acceptable. Ryan, Robbie, and I agree. All right, that's it for today. Like I said, not a lot of questions today, so that's fine. Tomorrow we'll be back on some spring previews. We got South Carolina and Tennessee this week. I'm glad we didn't do Tennessee a couple weeks ago, Robbie. That would have been a problem. We would have had to go back and do another one. Plus, we'll have some more spring football, some more baseball to talk about. Basketball portal, plenty of stuff happening. We'll see. We'll talk about it as it happens. For Robbie Falk, for new father of two, Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.